question from Mukund Prabhu. What is the Vedic perspective on planchet? Is it really possible to call spirits of the deceased by using planchet? Answer: yes, it may be possible, but the Vedic scriptures, especially the conclusive Vedic scriptures focused on pure devotional service, do not give undue importance to such things. That is, first of all, the Vedic scriptures do accept that there is a whole supernatural realm of existence. Now, the word spirit is used often, but what it refers to is basically the disembodied soul. That means the soul without the gross body. The soul still has a subtle body, so it's ghosts, and within the ghostly realm of existence, there are various kinds of beings. So, first of all, that realm exists, and there are certain means by which one can communicate with them. So, this whole business of communicating with the darker beings comes under the part of black magic, which is a part of tantra. Which is basically, there are two kinds of tantras. So there's the black tantra, the left-handed tantra that is there, which is considered to be inauspicious black magic. And within this can be used. It's possible that there are various means by which the spirits can be invoked, and one such means is can be planchets. So, Dhrutakarma Prabhu, Dr. Michael Cremo, in his book Human Devolution, talks about communication with the other worlds, with these disembodied beings, happening at three levels, that is, communication, apparition, and possession. And he also gives much research done by people with scientific credentials. I'm not using the word scientists over here, because often the word scientists invokes the idea that we are using science to substantiate something that is not scientific. So the people who did that had scientific credentials, and at the start of my article on the website Ghost Demystified, I have talked about the co-founder of the theory of evolution, along with Darwin, that is Alfred Wallace. He also spent a significant amount of his time investigating this supernatural paranormal realm, and he did it as a scientific research. And at the start of his book, as I have quoted, he says, "I do not ask you for belief, but I ask for a doubt in the infallibility of your preconceptions." That means many people who are scientific preconceive that there can be no such thing as ghosts. So, coming back to the point, there is evidence that is comparable with in standards of research and documentation with what is used in scientific journals for this whole phenomena of communication with disembodied beings. So that usually happens through planchets. And planchets are of various types. So one of the prominent ones being where on a particular board that is it is specially made for that particular purpose, board supporting casters, when one touches it, certain supernatural messages are spelled out. So this may be happening, it may not be happening, and when certain specific incidents are talked about, it is better to err on the side of caution and doubt the validity of such incidents, because there can be a lot of people who are having imagination overdrive, and they perceive things which are not there. It's because they are seeking some meaning in their lives, and they want it from some source which seems to be wiser. So now communication is through planchet, and then there is apparition, where certain people who after they have died they appear in a sort of ghost-like form to some people, some of their relatives or some new residents of the place where they were residing. This is what we normally call as ghosts, it's apparitions. And then third is possession, where there's not only some communication, not only some vision of apparition, but also there is entering of the ghost into a particular person's body, and that person's behavior changes entirely. Now, Suhotra Maharaj has written an article called Extrasensory Deception, in which he analyzes extensively how, based on the book of a prominent investigator of this field, how he thought that there is one particular being communicating through a particular way, but actually the whole thing was a fraud. It was a well-orchestrated fraud. So instead of extrasensory perception, he called it extrasensory deception, to highlight the point of how it was a fraud. Therefore, we have to have a healthy skepticism when some specific incidents are claimed as planchette communications. But in principle, we acknowledge that there is a higher realm existing. Not necessarily higher in terms of spiritual, but in terms of subtle material realm existing. And communication with that realm is possible through certain means. And the black magic by which this is done includes within it activities such as planchettes. It needn't be that the Vedic scriptures specifically, or the Tantra black magic specifically, has to refer to planchettes. But the principle is that there are certain means by which communication can happen. And planchettes are one of them, in the sense that certain communication has happened which is accurate and which correlates with the Vedic understanding of there being a subtle realm. So, Human Devolution, those who are interested can read Human Devolution or Extrasensory Deception by Suhotra Maharaj. Thank you.